Bears are coming in. They've lost three straight. They're going to get right in Corvallis. Bears win by a touchdown.
No, they don't even. No one from Cal has probably been to Corvallis ever before. They might end up in Eugene. Who knows? Who knows?
That would actually be a win for Cal, too.
Welcome back to WST Sports, your West Coast source for sports and 5-Minute Life Guides. We're going to run through our Pac-12 picks for Week 8. Big Week 8 coming up.
Big week for the Pac-12.
Full slate of games. We already saw Stanford bounce back and beat ASU in Tempe last night. Last night.
Yeah.
Kind of a dull game.
Coming to you live from Hermosa.
Live from Hermosa down here in the studio of your fine townhouse.
Down here in the basement. Just like my picks.
Why don't you get into that? What am I up now?
Big Ben with 25.
Wow.
K-Win, very little. 25-19. But this is it. This is the week.
This is the week you rebound?
Write it down.
Your hopes of beating me are about as good as our hopes of any Pac-12 team making the college football playoff.
Any hopes of this podcast going anywhere? And it's like
0.01%. Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? There's always the Red Box Bowl.
There is the Red Box Bowl. The business of buying DVDs or renting them out of machines is apparently still alive and kicking.
The national championship game will be played in Santa Clara.
That is true. Maybe the Pac-12 can play the game before, so it looks like we're decently important.
The junior varsity game.
They play the night before. Come on down. No one attends that game.
We'll attend.
I would go. Absolutely. I'd just stay in the stadium so I can be at the national championship game too.
Yeah.
They got Michael Minas right there.
Oh, wow.
It's really good. So, again, the college football playoff, the hopes of any Pac-12 team have vanished with the wins by Oregon and USC subsequently last weekend. Downtime for us. But we're in the thick of North and South title hopes this week. Lots going to play out.
A lot of games.
Big slate. Let's get into our first one. Let's go UW at home versus Colorado. Both got beat up pretty badly. You know what I want to say about UW? I want to call this out. I said that if going into the last week, the reason I picked Oregon, and I thought the wild card would be Taylor Rapp, who was just announced as a potential mid-season second-team All-American. Congrats to Mr. Rapp out of Sehome. I said if he had a big game, if he was able to hold down the secondary against Herbert, they'd win.
You did say that.
He dropped a tailor-made interception that gave Oregon some momentum back. No turnover. Oregon, I think, went down and got 3 or even 7. That was the difference in the game.
Yeah, UW's really looking to bounce back here. Their national title hopes are out the window. Red Box is still in sight.
Jake Browning's a senior. He's not going to give up. He's going to have the dogs playing. I'm going to go with UW bounce back. There's just more players, better players on UW, more depth. Buffs lose 2 in a row. And their Pac-12 title hopes, or I guess they could win the Pac-12 South. Who knows?
Who knows? But I agree with you. I'm going Huskies too. Too much Gaskin, too much Browning. Huskies start out a little sluggish, a little hungover, like Big Ben last night at Tower 12. But they come back in the second half. They win by 2 touchdowns.
Heavy-handed pours up Tower 12. Some guy singing Aladdin.
Oh, so bad.
It was his birthday, though.
Yeah.
Let him do what he wants.
We'll give him a pass for that.
All right. Cal headed to Corvallis.
Yes, that's me. And you know what? You going to give the little chainsaw?
Boom, boom.
No turnover chainsaw this weekend. Bears are coming in. They've lost 3 straight. They're going to get right in Corvallis. Bears win by a touchdown.
No, they don't even. No one from Cal has probably been to Corvallis ever before. They might end up in Eugene. Who knows? Who knows?
That would actually be a win for Cal, too.
I got Oregon State winning their first game. And the guy that put 90 grand on the over-under of 1.5, he's going to lose that 90. I'm sorry, bud. That 90 grand is going to the Atlantic City Sportsbook. I don't know who it was, but the Beavs pull out a big win. Jonathan Anderson gets his first Pac-12 win. Go Beavs!
Go Beavs! I think we're going to Utah, and it's on you, Big Ben.
Rice-Eccles Stadium, tough place to play. USC comes in with a bounce-back win against the Buffs. Utah won last week as well. I got Utah in this game. I think it's a trap game for USC away from home. Last week, you know, big win against the Buffs. I see them. This is going to be a disappointing loss for Mr. Helton. And Rice-Eccles, tough place to play. Utah wins 31-24.
It is a tough place to play, but the Trojans showed their firepower last week.
Dun, 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 dun,
and you know what?
Dun,
I'm sticking.
Dun, 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 dun,
stop interrupting me. I'm going with the modern day connection. JT Daniels and St. Brown. Trojans win. And you know what? Speaking of modern day, did you hear Lane Kiffin offered Leinart's 11-year-old son?
Is he at modern day already?
I mean, they probably fast-tracked him.
He's starting varsity at 11?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He's a backup at USC, too.
Lane Kiffin, is Leinart, is he lefty?
I haven't seen his son. I don't know.
Well, we should probably go scout him.
Yeah, we should get him on the podcast.
He'd have to be a supervised. Matt would have to hang out. All right, Arizona down up at the Rose Bowl.
This is my game. Stop interrupting me and stop jumping on
mine. That's how it's like in the USC game. Like, you can't go anywhere without that thing going on.
Yeah.
The tuba player, again, I feel for you, Mr. Tuba player.
He's got a great conditioning program. We got Arizona Wildcats in Pasadena playing the UCLA Bruins. Chip Kelly, he's getting his second win.
Nope. Not so fast, my friend.
Whoa.
As Corso would say. I got Rich Rod's kid pulling this one out.
Wow. That's right. No Khalil Tate. No,
they rally around Rich Rod's kid. His dad leaves Tucson.
They give up or rally around him?
No, they rally around him. They say this is the quarterback of the future.
Do you think Rich Rod or Rhett Rod threw his dad under
Rhett Rod.
Threw his dad under the bus? You know what? I didn't like him.
Yeah, get him out of here. Make me the starter.
You got to choose sides. He chose the team over his dad.
Hey, Dad, you can go where I'm staying in Tucson. I would have done the same thing. So Rhett comes out firing.
Rhett Rod.
Rhett Rod. That's good shirts. Rhett Rod. Oh, that'd be great. Rhett Rod comes out. They rally around him. The Cats, it's not an upset. It's just the Cats are a better team.
Wow. Not this weekend. Bruins, 8-clap.
So wait, the Bruins beat Cal. But yet you pick Cal to beat Oregon State.
Yeah, and the Bruins will beat Arizona.
Wow.
See, this have you ever seen Rhett Rod play?
This is why you're no better than the chain smokers when it comes to picking games.
Wow, we'll see this week.
We will.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the marquee matchup.
Let's get into it.
The Quacks are coming to Pullman on that. Imagine this. I tell you to get to from Hermosa to Sacramento, you have to drive to LAX. Then from LAX, you have to fly into Pleasanton. And then from Pleasanton,
you got
to take the bus to Sacramento. How happy would you be?
Devastated.
Absolutely. They're going to be devastated getting a Pullman. The game day bus is already there. The place is rocking.
WST flag there yet?
WST flag is en route. They will be hopefully flying high with all the old crimson flags out there. I got my Cougs bounce back, or not necessarily a bounce back, off a bye week, taking down the Ducks 45-42 in a shootout.
So we've agreed on one game and we're splitting the rest.
You got the Ducks? Wow.
Too much CJ Burdell, too much Herbert. Ducks win. I'm sorry, Cougs fans. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry, Grove. I'm sorry, Madden. Ducks.
I'm sorry, Herbert, for mispronouncing your name as A-Bear. But I hope you play more like an A-Bear this week. Throw like 7 interceptions. I will say this. The Cougs secondary, it's just going to be a shootout. I think Minshew is going to play his way into potentially the Heisman conversation.
He could.
Right there. A guy that came from, wasn't even going to be the starter at East Carolina.
Yeah.
And now he's, you know, leading the country in passing, 19 TDs. You look at JT Daniels, he has 7.
I know.
That's pretty remarkable. It's all about the offense. I think Leach has him going. I mean, ton of adrenaline. It's going to be Martin Stadium's going to be rocking. 32,000, probably on their feet, loud as could be. Oregon's hasn't played well. I think the Cougs are 3-0 in the last 3 years.
Oregon's beat up.
Oregon's beat up. Their prize left tackle freshman's out. That leaves a hole. I mean, I think everything, the cards on paper, it looks like a could win.
On paper, it looks like I'm going to roll you in these picks.
It always looks good on your paper.
Always looks
good. Until the games are played, my friend. Until the games are played. All right. So do we want to review the picks? I think we don't review them because you're going to realize that your picks are so horrible. Wow. So this is WST for a Pac-12 picks this week. Should be a good one. Pac-12 slate. We got a 4:30 kick for Oregon, Washington State. That's the marquee game. Go Cougs. The line right now is, I mean, it's even. You got the Cougs -3.
Call your bookie.
So it's even. I mean, I'd take that. I would absolutely take that. I think I just called a 4-point win, right?
Yeah, you did.
I did. Okay, 45-41. I'll do that. Over under 68. It's going to be the over. Wow. Let's go put some money on it.
Let's wrap this up so we can go put some money on it.
Boom. Let's do it.
Find us online, social media, Twitter, Instagram, WST_podcast. You can also listen, subscribe, download. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Wrapping up this episode. And boom. We're out.
Boom.
Boom.